Bob, you were saying that was it you or Mike? Mike O'Haver got you. It's Huey Lyons and Mike O'Haver, but was it Mike O'Haver that got
you? Yeah, it was Mike O'Haver. I went down there. I think I was bringing a javelina in for mounting. I had gone bow hunting over in Arizona, and he says, you know, he says, if you like to hunt, he says, why don't you join the Safari Club International? Well, this was, I looked at my certificate the other day, and it was August 16th of 1980 when I originally joined. And, you know, you talk about dedicated people. Ron Wade, who was very instrumental, by the way, in introducing the turkeys into San Diego.
I have a picture of him holding the first bird that was released, Bob.
Awesome guy. And he's generally an MC at our auction. He's just really sharp all the way around. But he signed my certificate. And, of course, Ginger Byram, who's our administrative assistant. Now, Barbara DeGraw is our president. So if you think this is a boys-only club, you're all wrong. this club has some very, very dedicated people, and we've got a lot of women in there. Ingrid Poole, very involved in it, and everybody knows Bill and Ingrid Poole if you've ever done any fishing.
Bill started the chapter, right, Bob?
I mean, he started the chapter, and I think to get away from L.A., right,
because it was only in L.A.
It was only in L.A. That's where it started, and it moved down here to San Diego. Bill was instrumental in doing that. And
what year roughly was that?
I think around 78 for that, but the 70s. Safari Club itself, if I recall correctly, somewhere around 72 or 73 when C.J. McElroy got this together.
Its inception in L.A.
Yeah. Right.
And then it started in San Diego, the chapter, roughly 78.
Yeah. Now they're in 100 countries.
Yeah, and it's really important to understand this. Bill Poole is instrumental in making sure that women were involved.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, when Ingrid was there, I bet Ingrid had a lot to do with it. I'll mention.